Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. If you're over 30 years old, you've seen a tremendous change in the media when it comes to morality. I remember when alcohol and tobacco companies couldn't even advertise on television, let alone be portrayed in the programs. I also remember the first time I heard the D word on television. My brother Roy and I gasped and expected the television to self-destruct. Nowadays, it's hard to watch television without hearing that and many other swear words used. There is a powerful saying that goes like this: what one generation tolerates in modesty, the next generation will celebrate in excess. Some of the things that your parents really didn't like but tolerated are now commonplace in your home. You have developed a new set of moral standards. Now, take it a step further. What you hesitantly tolerate could easily become commonplace in the homes of your children. So what can we do to preserve a wholesome quality of life for our children and our children's children? First of all, we can pick back up our guard and set a high standard for what we allow in our homes. You know, we allow people into our homes through our television sets that we would never allow through our front doors. So go back to watching TV as a family. And when bad language or compromised morals come up in a program, you can not only change the channel, you can openly discuss why it's a negative influence. And you can do the same thing with movies, games, and music. Isn't it ironic that some of the most vulgar celebrities won't allow their own children to see or listen to their work, yet millions of other parents allow their children to listen to it every day? Ask your children if they will allow their future children to view and listen to questionable material. When they say, "Not my baby," make them aware that they've just judged the material for themselves as your child. No matter what your childhood home was like, you can break the generational decline in morality by establishing godly values and standards in your home today. The worst thing that could happen is your son or daughter saying, "Mom, Dad, I really don't think you should be watching this program." That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.